I'm dead. I'm dead. I am seriously dead. You're also a drama queen, Theo McLane said without a trace of sympathy. It's not exactly the end of the world. Easy for you to say, Lou snapped at him. What did you get on the test? An A, right? No, in fact, I didn't, Theo replied. I got an A+, but I missed the extra credit.
I hate you, Lou snarled.
My two best buddies don't always get along. If not for me, I doubt they'd even be friends. Annabella Lou is driven by emotion. She's a real seat-of-the-pants kind of girl who always starts out in third gear. Theo McLane, on the other hand, is a thinker. An overthinker, actually. By the time he analyzes a problem and looks at every possible solution from multiple angles, it's usually the next day and nobody can remember what the problem was in the first place. I fall somewhere in the middle. I can think through a challenge fast, and I'm not afraid to make bold, decisive choices. On the other hand, my bold decisions aren't always the best, and I've been known to solve problems by creating even bigger problems. But hey, at least I get things done. Sort of. Lou is Asian American, Theo is African American, and I'm Caucasian Euro Mutt American. Together, we look like the casts of some racially diverse kids' TV show. It's only one test grade, I said, trying to be the voice of reason. Your father's not going to kill you over one C.
It's not just one C, Marcus, Lou said, spinning on her roller skates with nervous energy.
Lou is a roller derby girl. The only reason she takes off her skates during the day is because they aren't allowed on Stony Brook Middle School property. Theo and I were sitting near the school's front entrance so Lou could legally roll along the sidewalk and burn off tension.
I bombed a couple of other science tests I haven't told my parents about, and now I'm staring at a big fat old C for the trimester. That will make my dad's brain detonate.
It won't. Your parents are cool, I argued. Sure, when it comes to my friends and letting me play derby and not getting up in my stuff all the time, but school is a whole different thing. I've got a tiger mom and a dragon dad. To them, anything less than an A is failing.
So what will they do? Theo asked.
I don't know, Lou shouted in frustration. I've never had to find out. They could ground me or get me a tutor, or they might even force me to quit derby.
All because of one lousy C? I asked, incredulous.
To them, it's not a lousy C. It's a hot blade that cuts straight into their souls and twists with such a vengeance that pain from the hideous scar will torture them until the day they die.
Wow, I said. You may suck at science, but I bet you're getting an A in English.
So do better next time, Theo said matter-of-factly. I mean, you're not dumb. Not really.
Gee, thanks, Lou said, her voice dripping with sarcasm. Maybe that should go on my tombstone. Here lies Annabella Lou. She wasn't dumb. Not really.
But you aren't, Theo said innocently.
Ugh,
Lou groaned and skated off. She spun around, skating backward, and said,
If you don't see me tomorrow, it's because I've been shipped off to boarding school.
You're making too big a thing out of this, I called to her as she spun back around and zipped away. Her response was to throw me a dismissive wave.
I don't know why her parents would be so upset, Theo said. I mean, maybe a C is the best she can do.
I stood and hoisted my pack. I'd keep that opinion to myself, unless you want roller skate tracks across your back.
Theo stood too and said, So what did you get on the test?
An A+, I replied without hesitation.
Nailed the extra credit too. Do not tell Lou.
Theo and I live close to the school and always walk home together through our suburban neighborhood in Stony Brook, Connecticut. It was late October and the fall foliage was at its spectacular peak. The leafy trees sported stunning shades of orange, yellow, and red that made the sky seem freakishly blue. It was like something out of a perfect Halloween picture book. As we walked along, Theo kept glancing at me as if he wanted to say something but couldn't find the guts. The whole time he was tugging on his earlobe. It's a nervous tic that always shows up when he's thinking hard.
What?
I finally exclaimed, making him jump.
It's nothing, he said quickly. Which meant it was definitely something. Forget it.
Okay, I said with a dismissive shrug. He pulled on his earlobe again and said,
But it actually is something. Aha!
Come on, Marcus. We have to talk about it.
About what? I asked, though I knew exactly what he meant.
It's been over a week, and we haven't discussed it once. It's like we're pretending it didn't happen.
I'm not sure what you mean, I said innocently.
Give me a break, he said with impatience.
Oh, you mean about how the three of us trapped a centuries-old evil spirit in a metal box and tossed it into the Long Island Sound so it could never escape and terrorize people ever again? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, smart guy. That and the library.